Hello there, Gia.
Hello. It's very exciting today.
It is. It's March 4th.
Yeah. Like, it's not May the 4th be with you, but March 4th and multiply. March 4th and what? Hello? Am I supposed to understand this?
Well, no, but it's March 4th, which everybody knows is the return of Jason.
Right. I know. I was trying to twist it around into something. But,
yeah. We're too old for that.
March 4th be with Jason or Jacob or Jacob.
Jacob. Like, Well, okay. What would you like to talk about as far as today's episode, Friday's episode? Where would you like to begin, Gia?
Also, cake. I'd like to talk a little bit about cake.
Oh, I was so happy to see Tracy eating that cake.
I was like, finally, I was like, oh my God, stop ignoring the cake.
Yeah, and they seemed like they may have actually had tea in their mugs.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw some tea bags.
I have not noticed whether anybody's had a handbag lately because
I haven't either. Laura must have had one at the hospital, but go ahead.
She must have. There was so much going on.
So much.
I don't know. I mean, can we avoid the Jason topic and try to go back into other stuff, or you want to just dive into Jason?
We might as well dive in and then we can work our way back if we feel like it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So first impressions, what did you think? What the hell was going on? And also, what is your, like, your review as a viewer of, like, was this,
did
you know,
it meet our expectations?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, the hype. I mean, it's never been bigger, I don't think. I was wondering, like, what the viewership was like today, you know, because it seems like everybody would have tuned in.
Would it? You think it rivaled Luke and Laura's wedding?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Whole different generation here.
Yeah, right.
But I was happy that he showed his face early in the episode. I was afraid we were going to have to wait till the very end, you know?
Same.
So that was pleasing.
Yeah.
And then I guess my interpretation of the events was that he was sort of undercover, I guess, with this other guy.
Okay.
Who thought he was, you know, thought he was like, he trusted Jason to, you know, be his partner in this, like to kill Sonny, I guess,
was the
goal.
Right.
Yeah. And Jason sort of seemed to be going along with it so that he could interfere with that plan, which he did by bumping the guy.
Was that what happened there? I was not pleased with the editing there. I was like, what are we seeing here? What's, you know?
I have a really hard time seeing like nighttime scenes on my TV. And
me too. Same. And, I was like, you know, yeah, the sun's shining in and I'm like, what am I looking at? Because I was like, at first I thought, are we supposed to be thinking that Jason is having a, like that he's got amnesia, but he sees Sonny and it triggers a memory.
Right.
Trigger.
That kind of went through my head the first time. Yeah. I watched it twice. So, and I had that exact same reaction. But the second time I really paid attention to see who was taking the shot. And if
the other guy.
Yeah. And I thought there's no way he would have missed unless Jason had bumped him or something. And I didn't know if he could really get away with that without the other guy realizing that he was.
So how did he explain that? He didn't, you know,
he didn't. No, he just kind of like said, yeah, we better go, you know, or something, you know,
like you think he would have said, oh, Jesus, I had an itch or something, you know, some.
Or sneezed.
Yeah, something to cover
for
like falling into him or whatever he did, jostling him, you know.
Yeah, I know. It was a little bit silly.
So I kind of thought that was writing wise was what's the word? What's the adjective you want there? Sloppy?
Sloppy, yeah.
Poorly executed?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For such a momentous thing.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you think you'd want this scene to be perfection because we're,
yeah,
because like,
they're supposed to be. Right, right. But the other guy that he was with, did he just like look for something on the roof to prop open that window?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
That's what it looked like to me. And I thought, huh, yeah. This isn't, I don't know. It seemed like,
like, should have had something with
them. Professional hitmen, yeah, yeah. They would have had everything sort of arranged and it would have been sort of foolproof, you know? Like, there would have been no chance.
They wouldn't have left
Jason
it to chance.
To jostle it. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Although that's what we've learned from other TV shows where there have been snipers.
Right, right. That
know,
it's all very
we've been
professional.
Led to believe,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't make mistakes.
Yeah, well, it would might could be very sloppy and haphazard in the real world.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Real world, yeah, who knows how many hits have been missed because somebody sneezed or had an itch,
right?
Or
right.
Or a tapeworm started to emerge from someone's mouth.
All which would be startling even to a professional.
Even to a professional. They're not unflappable. I mean, not completely unflappable. No one is when it comes to
every time you mention the tapeworm, there's that ad for I don't know, Seresto or something, one of the dog heartwormy things. Where the dog's like doing kind of an obstacle course, but it's like a massive worm that he has to jumps into its mouth, you know, and goes through it. I'm like, who's coming up with this stuff? You know what ad I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I do. I don't
oh,
think I've
God. It's like
attention.
It's a nice sort of Australian shepherd or something.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
uh-huh.
And then they're also like big fleas, like oversized uh-huh. fleas, everything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's like the stuff of nightmares, really.
Yeah, it would be. If a dog was watching that, they would not enjoy that.
Right. And dogs do watch. Dogs are watching.
They see everything.
Okay, so we get back to, but I think your theory is the most plausible with the information we have thus far.
Thus far. That. Well, yeah, also because he seemed like he protected Dante, you know, a bit.
Right, and he knew who Dante was, so that sort of erodes the amnesia. Mm-hmm. Theory.
Yeah. Yeah, and he also knew that other guy was gonna shoot him.
Right, and he also killed the guy. So
yeah.
That leads us to believe he was not on that guy's side.
Right, which means that this reintroduction of Jason is like there's not much that's changed, right, about him. It seems like he's just stepping right back into his old role, basically.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. Yeah. But but what we've seen so far, it doesn't seem like.
Right. They've... But how did he get roped into this outfit and who's he working for and who's Stone? Who's the Stone? So Jason's not Stone if he's going by Jacob.
Jacob. Mm-hmm.
Right. Didn't he get called Jacob? Or am
I
making
that
up?
No, I think you're right. I should have pretended that I had no idea what you were talking about. That could have been fun.
Do you have no idea what I'm talking about?
Who is this? I don't think we're taking calls right now, honey. Just hang up the phone.
This is how it's going to go for us at some point.
We're not going to fight. We're just going to start gaslighting each other.
We really only had that one fight, and I mean it was fairly epic, and it was just
absurd.
Which is so us
in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Although the epic part.
We probably had plenty of shit we should have actually fought over, but we didn't. But
oh God.
Anyway, as far as my impressions or your impressions, like if you had to grade this or give it a review,
mm-hmm.
what would you say?
Well, you go first. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm going to give it a B, which...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too harsh. I mean, it was good, but the whole jostling thing, I was like, what's that? And the fact that they sort of obscured what was happening, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you don't have if your writing isn't strong enough that you can clearly show us what's happening, then maybe you should come up with a different way to do this.
Right, you know? Or did they think that they couldn't create confusion in the writing, so they had to have the physical confusion, stuff, like, just blur everything? Yeah.
Yeah, they made it blurry. It's like, well, why are you making it blurry? And they then they show Jason's face, and then they show, and I'm like, what are we doing? Is he seizing up here? Like, what's, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't even know what that means. But like, they showed his face twice and then back at Sunny, and I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I thought maybe we were going to go into a reverie of some kind, you know?
Ooh, that could have been nice. Like with a song.
A fugue state. but so anyway, I give it a beat. Like, I like you. I was glad we didn't have to wait for a glimpse of him, like right before the final, you know.
Yeah, I think that was the thing that I liked best about it, you know?
Yeah.
Beyond that, maybe it wasn't all that fascinating.
It was kind of standard mobby mob stuff.
And the whole little sort of powwow between Sunny and Selena and Ava, that was all
standard.
Pretty standard and also silly, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something, and just something about like thinking that Sunny is like this major crime boss at this point, you know, when we've seen so much of him like not acting like a crime boss, you know. He's been a little bit tougher lately, but I don't know.
He's been more like a petulant child lately.
Right. And that's a nice segue, Gia. If we could,
we're going to talk about petulant children now.
Yes, we are. Because that's exactly what I was thinking Cyrus was like.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I get a little tired of his shtick with everybody.
Yeah, I do too. But he did take it sort of to another level. He took it a bit deeper this time.
With Laura, you mean, or with Portia?
Yeah. Starting with Laura, I don't like that he thinks that somehow if he says he's sorry, that somehow people should just like accept that, you know, like he doesn't seem like he understands. And then that's like where the childish behavior kind of starts. And then he just gets more and more impatient and he just starts to like look
like he really digs in
a tantrum, you know, if somebody doesn't start to trust him, you know.
Yeah. It's like when people say, they're sorry, but then they add something about like, I'm sorry you took it that way or something that, you know, that kind of negates their,
their
part in it or something, you know?
Right. Like when he said to Portia, I hope someday you can let this go, you know?
Right. Like, it's her responsibility to,
It's a weakness in her.
I'm still confused as to whether he, I find myself thinking like maybe he does truly regret what he did to Portia. I don't know.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I started to feel a teeny bit sad for him. But at the same time, I'm thinking, well, what's this guy got going on with like his radio show and stuff? And I mean, he does have some sort of money, right? Like some secret supply of money, I think.
Did he keep some offshore accounts?
I can't remember, but I thought we had some sense that he wasn't on the up and up, you know, some sort of evidence.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the details, so maybe I'm wrong, but I still don't trust him.
Yeah,
you know?
He's still squeegee. He's definitely squeegee. Yeah. But I don't know. I want to see him the way Laura sees him, which is like with this firm, firm mistrust, but love somehow. Like she wants him to be a better person, but she's still, you know, I don't know. She'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but only so far. But she's not, she hasn't like said, do not be a part of my life. You know, she's still like,
right.
What, allowing for some grace or something. I don't know.
Yeah. She just, she seems like she's looking at him with her eyes wide open, you know? And yeah. Other people just want to like look away, or like they have their, you know, very, very serious filters on when yeah. they look at it, you know what
and
I mean?
She did the same thing with Esme, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, maybe people need to have somebody like that in their life in order to, mm-hmm. to want to change, to, you know, right. to have somebody that's going to be like, in their mm-hmm. corner at all.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering if she would have that effect on him, you know, if it's possible, especially at this stage in his life, if he could possibly
want to
change
so,
for her.
She's like a role model for me. I don't think I have that sort of grace in me, but I'd like to.
Yeah. I'd like to. Yeah. Even with Heather, who was pretty mean to her, talking about like just dismissing Spencer's death, you know?
Oh yeah. 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 But even with Heather, yeah, she like saw that Heather was truly upset about the baby, and she immediately like started reporting what was going on with the baby.
Yeah.
So that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to calm her down. And,
yeah,
she's just a great person. My gosh.
My gosh,
she's
is
really
right, Gia.
Great person.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of one of a kind. Although Felicia might be maybe a close second, although you don't see nearly as much of Felicia.
Yeah, we don't get as much of a storyline with Felicia, but yes, Felicia is also truly good, I think, and accepting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that quality in people. I think maybe I like the qualities in people that I really lack, you know?
Mm.
It's like, see them and I think, that's, you know...
You're pretty open and accepting. I don't think you're too judgmental.
Oh my God, you should be in this brain. You have no idea.
All right, let's shift to another scene where I was feeling very judgmental.
Okay. Let me try and guess what it was.
Okay.
Is it today? Was it from today?
No, it was Friday, so you might not remember.
I might not remember. Now, go ahead. I won't remember.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I wouldn't have remembered either if I hadn't rewatched it. It was the scene with Jake and Danny where Danny was vaping.
Oh, yeah.
The two brothers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you go, Jake. You bust this kid. You know, tell everyone. You march
that's
back.
That's because you're such a, you've been so anti-smoking all your life. And so that's where that's coming from, I think, with you.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Well, vaping, just if you've ever seen a kid vaping, it's the stupidest thing. You know, it's like,
why are you kidding? I see adults vaping all the time.
I don't get it. But I loved that Jake was completely against it. And, you know, he was talking about popcorn lung. Just like, yeah, I like this kid. And Danny's just, he's doing such a good job as acting like just such a typical teenager.
Like a typical dumb, you know? Teenage boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So good.
I don't know. Do you think they're going to tell Liz? Do you think Liz is going to find out about this, or will the brothers keep it a secret?
I don't know. I mean, in some ways, it's no different than like catching somebody drinking, or, you know, it's all the same kind of, I guess. Although.
So where are you going with that? So
I don't know. I mean, like it is bad, but I guess it's not anything unusual, right?
It's not unusual. No, certainly it's super, super incredibly typical for that kind of experimentation at that age, of course. Yeah. I thought he was smoking weed, and I was a little thrown when he was like, I smelled something sweet. I'm like,
that's when I thought, oh man, it's probably.
And then I was like, oh, it's only vaping. And so my reaction was a little less. You know, a little less over the top, you know, compared to but
compared to mine,
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're just hammering home this point of he's so much like Jason, which kind of makes sense, but kind of doesn't. It's like, well, Jason wasn't like somebody that was doing stupid. He was taking risks in line with his chosen field of employment. He wasn't like a thrill seeker, like drugs and alcohol kind of thing.
No,
so it doesn't
not at
quite
all.
Line
really.
Up. No, yeah, it doesn't really does quite it. Line up. Mm-mm. But I don't know. It's good teenage stuff. That's good teenage fodder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never caught my brothers. Well, I caught my one brother drunk, but you know, he caught me drunk, whatever. It wasn't like a, we never ratted on each other.
Yeah. I wouldn't have either. I mean,
you know, there's a little bit of a code. There's a bit of a code. Don't you think?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I thought, well, I was as dumb as my parents. Like, you know, there was always like a cloud of smoke coming up from the basement.
And you had no
three
idea.
Three of us were just sort of like, huh, what's going on down there?
Don't anybody go down and check.
Nope. No need for that.
But I guess we're gearing up storyline wise for Jason to be more involved with his son, I guess. And
yeah, possibly. Yeah. I was when Sam was talking to our friend Drew about, you know, Danny and asking him to talk to Danny for her.
Yeah, which super bad idea.
Super bad idea. But I thought, what would that even look like at this point? Because he seems like he's always where the kids are not, you know?
I know. And they're having like a party, and who's having it? His girlfriend. His girlfriend is having the party for her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, well, that's weird. She's doing all the work. She's done all the prep.
It was at the Quartermains, right?
So, yeah. Like, what's that? Why? Well, I guess he's a Quartermain, so.
But it wasn't really any of his efforts. So
no, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's not the character's fault. I mean, not the actor's fault. Mm-hmm. But why, like, you could do all kinds of things, like we talked about, where you don't have to have scenes with he and Scout, but you can be like, oh, I just dropped Scout off at, you know, swim practice, or I just, or, you know, Scout and I were at blah, 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 or, like, we've seen no action where he's spending time with Scout, and we've not heard about anything, so we assume that he's just being the lame ass father that he looks like, you know.
yeah we're being told, he's telling us how important Scout is, but we're not being shown, you know. We're just having that. And he sure does use his hands a lot when he's acting, doesn't he?
Oh my god, yeah. He's I've seen very little positive stuff online about him, you know. Everybody's
I
like,
know.
You know, I feel kind of bad because if he's reading it, that's all like, go back to Hallmark land. And, you know, and I'm guilty of the exact same, the same things. And they've got all kinds of names for him, you know, jazzy hands.
And it is really just sort of how this character's been written. You know, it's like, you can't do anything right,
actor,
really.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But yeah, let's ask this guy that everybody has remarked recently how unhinged he's been. Like, that's the role model you want speaking to your son.
that would be fun if he had just like had some sort of situation that really like struck a nerve, and then he was supposed to go talk to Danny when he's all like frazzled.
Yeah, when he's all like, let me just tell you how I feel about Nina. You know. So I don't know.
You're Danny to do something to her.
So I don't know. But the writing on the wall is on the wall for him, you know, with Jason returning on the scene. Unless Jason has some kind of amnesia and thinks he's with Sam still or whatever, who knows what. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they're going to play the amnesia card because they've just had too much amnesia lately.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think so either. But we don't know where he's been all this time or what's happened to him. So maybe like whatever feelings he had, you know, or so deeply buried at this point. Who knows?
There must have been, you know, a kidnapping or something. Yeah,
perhaps some probing.
A little probe. Yep. A little brainwashing. Maybe like a Patty Hearst kind of a. What is the syndrome? Munchkin syndrome? No.
Yes. Where you think you're tiny, but you're not.
What is it called?
Well, there's.
Am I close?
Well, there's a couple of syndromes. I think the one you're thinking of is that Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
So close. See?
But that's the one where a person, like a parent, I think, makes their child sick so they can look
not the Patty Hearst thing. No. What's the Patty Hearst one?
Is that the Stockholm syndrome? Where Stockholm you become syndrome. Sort of yeah. loyal to your captor, that kind yeah. of thing?
What's Stockholm got to do with anything? Is that where she was or something? Is that where they took her? That's like way too far back in my memory bank.
Yeah, I know.
But you're older. You probably have fresher memories of that. People listening to us are like, who's Patty Hearst? She's still alive. Probably, huh? She would be, huh?
I think so, but I don't know. I'm always amazed at all the people who've died, like celebrities, and I somehow, like, I know I've heard it when it happened, yeah. but then forgot, you know?
Or else vice versa. Somebody dies and you're like, I thought they died 20 years ago. You
know? Yeah, that's true too, I guess. Yeah. Wow.
We'll be getting more of an explanation, but yeah. I mean, he looked like our same Jason. He's still like, you know, buff and black t-shirty and, you know.
Yep. And he looked like there was concern in his eyes for Dante.
At first I was like, okay, he's wearing a vest.
Right.
But then in the scenes for tomorrow, there's blood coming out of his mouth.
And that's never good. Never. unless it was a particularly spiky tapeworm working its way out of his mouth.
Yeah, could be.
Thanks for that. That would be interesting if he did that.
Yeah, the blood coming out of the mouth it always reminds me of that moment in Jaws when the captain is, you know, getting munched at the end, you know, like, uh-huh. and that's like that final moment you see of him when the blood comes out of the mouth. Yeah. Captain, what's his name? Captain.
I don't remember that. Talk about a long time ago.
Quint.
Oh, Quint. Look at you. Wow.
Yeah. Crush it like Quint. Yeah. He's got a little bit of a hero to me, don't you think?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, so poor Dante, it's probably a collapsed lung or something.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of bleeding, some sort of internal bleeding.
It sounded like he was, you know, not breathing when he
Maybe he was a rib punctured a lung, you think?
Maybe. I'm not a doctor.
No, but we're close. I mean, we're
well versed having watched ER.
Yeah, although we've lost a lot of our vocabulary lately.
I know, it doesn't take long, but I'm deep into LA law now.
So you're going to throw some legal jargon at us?
No, I find that it's less, it's so much sillier than I remembered. Mm-hmm. So silly. Less legalese and more just silliness going on. Goofy, but kind of fun, you know, innocent.
Okay. Yeah.
The innocent 80s fun, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I like how these shows give you a little bit of the zeitgeist you know, of that era. And like, I was alive for that. So it's like,
yes, yes, you were.
Yeah. And, but when you're in it, you're not as aware of it, you know, but so looking back, it's like, oh, that's interesting. You know, like that's probably, those are probably the views I held, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're swimming around in the fishbowl, you can't really analyze it so much.
Yeah, no perspective really at that point.
Yeah, that tender young age. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay, what else you got? We got cake. We haven't talked to us. So what about Tracy and Brooklyn and their little pact to be buddies now or whatever it is?
Well, I thought that was very lovely. And I thought during that conversation, well, I was thinking they were both doing a really good job with their lines. And I was also thinking it sort of reminded me of that time when we were only seeing Brooklyn like with her mouth hanging open, you know, during her like courtship phase with Chase.
Yeah, which was annoying, right?
It was annoying, yeah, that you sort of forgot that Brooklyn was articulate, you know, and insightful.
That's
and
true.
Stuff.
Yeah,
you know, okay. So I found it comforting to see that side of her returning. And also I liked that they weren't really being coy with each other, especially Tracy. Like, I thought she might, like, hide the fact that she had asked or wanted to ask Jeffrey.
Yeah,
to, you know,
yeah.
Gregory, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Yeah, no, they kind of have a sweet friendship of all things.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And I like that Brooklyn sort of spilled the beans about like her plan and how Lucy was using it against
her. Right, but is she throwing Maxie under the bus now? Like, that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, is she no longer going to try and give the company to Maxie like she had promised?
It didn't sound like it to me. It seemed like she was really trying to make the case for, you know, her, Brooklyn, sort of working her way out of the company because Maxie was really sort of the person who should be running the show. I thought sort of.
Well, I hope so, because I wouldn't want her to like be throwing Maxie under the bus, you know.
No, because there was a little bit of that conversation where she was angry at Tracy because of what she'd made her do to Maxie. You remember, like, betraying Maxie and stuff like that, and
how bad
she felt about that. So I thought she was still going to protect Maxie's role there.
Yeah, but so yeah, that was a sweet scene. I just thought so not realistic. Like, if somebody brings two big pieces of cake that looks so beautiful.
Nice size piece of cake. Yeah.
Yeah, generous. Mm-hmm. You don't like walk away from it just because the conversation is getting you. Like, you would have eaten the cake first and then
you wouldn't have even been talking, really.
Right. Yeah.
It would just been like 5 minutes of silence. That would have been funny.
But I was glad that we did get to see Tracy eat some of it at the end, finally. But I was like, there's a level, you know, of realism that they could have injected by just having them actually eat the cake right off the bat.
Yep.
But nice. Maybe that's just you and I. Like, maybe that's like just more revealing of our problems, you know.
You think so? I guess you could be right. I just can't imagine anybody would sit there and not just eat all the cake.
Right.
Yeah.
I was also thinking, like, they come up with the lamest children's parties, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that have family and a bunch of grown-ups and stuff. Like,
and no kids, right?
No kids. I mean, her relatives, but like, you would have a class party or something. If you were going to have a party, you would have her kids from her class or something like that.
Right. I mean, she's old enough to want that, right? I mean,
Yeah. So I just thought, how lame is that? Everybody's at the quarter mates. I mean, pin the tail on donkey, okay, but. But pretty kind of a lame, like, old fashioned reference. Like, is there not like a more modern game they would have all been playing?
Yeah. Or they would have gone somewhere, right? To some like amusement park or something. I don't know.
Or had maybe a bounce house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carly mentioned that.
Did they have one?
No. But she mentioned it.
Okay, I missed that. Anyway, I feel sorry for these children.
yeah, they suffer. They sure they do suffer.
We didn't even see her. Did we see Scout?
Just a little bit at the very beginning, and I only remember this because I watched it twice. But she mentioned how many balloons there were, like coming into the house or something like that.
Okay, maybe she's got a very strict contract where they can't show much of her or something, like just
maybe like four lines a month or something. Yeah, like that.
I don't know. But anyway, lame.
Lame
party.
Yeah, and we could have seen Leo. It would have been a nice place to use Leo.
Yeah,
right?
Where was Leo? Right.
Yeah,
I know. Some of this probably is just working around the kids' schedules and stuff, yeah, where they can.
I guess maybe he's doing a movie.
What else? Oh, there was some, you know, fun stuff with Christina introducing Blaze as her girlfriend, and everybody kinda,
yeah mm-hmm,
like mm-hmm. the boys, you know, like suddenly they've got like their fantasies for days going on there, you know, like.
Yeah, I know, yeah, that it seemed like probably Danny would have been doing something other than vaping after
seeing the I'm glad they didn't ladies. Go there with that.
Yeah. Yikes. But
so anyway, they're progressing in their coming outness, which is good to see.
Yeah.
What else did we have? So remind us what we had Friday. Now that we've hashed over the Jason stuff. Not much else there to cover.
Yeah. Well, we also had the conversation between Felicia and Maxie, which I also thought was pretty good. What did you think about that? Do you remember?
I thought it was good, but I thought I just thought Maxie would be more stubborn about forgiving Spinelli. Like, it seemed like it was too quick that she kind of changed her viewpoint on that whole thing.
Yeah. I think it sounded like she hadn't initially believed completely that it was Felicia's idea. So when she heard that it was from Felicia, maybe that caused her to forgive Spinelli a little bit more than
I guess so. But I just felt like, I don't know, some storylines they drag out forever, and some things they wrap up a little too quick.
Right.
But
yeah.
I could have taken a few days of her being. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think how I would feel if. It was implied that I couldn't handle stuff, you know, and got duped like that. You would feel, you would feel pretty shitty. And, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just being too critical.
I think you have a point, Gia. And we'll see, I guess, if she and Spinelli, if they have their next scenes together, if she'll sort of like reiterate, you know, how much.
Yeah. I mean, I like him, and I'm hoping they keep him around. Yeah. You know, like hopefully this will be an ongoing relationship, and he'll stay on the show.
I don't know.
You remember how there used to be an Austin Gatlin Holt on the show, and he got murdered, and nobody's even talked about it or anything? Like,
did they even try to solve that murder?
I don't think so.
I don't think
And did
so
Max
either.
Even mention him when she talked about her, like, you know, like all the bad relationships she'd had?
Yeah, I think she did once.
Did she mention him? Okay, because I was like, oh, yeah, Austin Gatlin Holt. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right. I know. It was just like quickly. I can't remember. It was recent. Yeah, it was when she was listing her problems.
Ava's totally over him. And Ava, what'd you think about the moment with Sonny and Ava where he said something about, you know, he wasn't thinking just of himself? And
well, you know, I mean,
was that a pants feeling moment or not? between them.
Well, it seemed like it kind of was for her, or that she like took that to heart, right? When he said that.
Yeah, I thought they had a gaze. I thought they had a little moment of electricity.
Yeah,
there.
And I suppose that, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, like a war zone, emotions run high. In the foxhole, right. Yeah. But I also kind of feel like I think they need to work more together or have more situations before they have feelings like that. You know, it just seems like she considers herself a good friend of Nina's. He considers himself like he's got this code and everything, you know, and it just seems like it would take more. Like they'd have to be trapped somewhere together or something, or really have.
Well, that'll probably happen. There'll be a storm, yeah, and there'll be a cabin, just one blanket or something like that. That always happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And we still don't know who bought Spoon Island, do we? Speaking of.
Oh, no. Yeah. That'll be a little mystery. Maybe it's Jacob. Maybe Jacob is taking over.
Yeah, maybe he'll be there and Ava will want to go back there for something and Sonny will say, well, I'll go with you.
And it's interesting. We've just kind of dropped Nicholas. Like Nicholas just reappeared to say he was going to jail and nobody's even mentioned him since then, really.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Not and Ava.
Yeah. Or Laura. You think Laura would be, I don't know. She seems to be trying to keep up with everybody, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. She has time to be mayor, really.
Yeah, she's probably not a great mayor, really.
Probably not. let's see what else. I'm kind of racking my brain for. I feel like other than the Jason thing, we didn't have a hell of a lot of great.
Well, the Heather stuff.
Oh, Heather. Yeah, what is she up to now? What is she going
to
do?
Well, it looks like she was about to strangle that guard right in the next episode.
Right, right. But to what end? I mean, of course she's going to kill people. Like it's she leaves them all in a path of destruction. What's her goal here?
Running for? Do you think? Well, maybe she wants
Cyrus?
To steal Ace. What if she wants to steal Ace?
Oh, she might. She might be going to try to get Ace. Yep, that could be.
That would upset Laura.
But don't you like how warm she was towards Elizabeth? Like, that feels so genuine.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes sense, you know, that she would
be
friendly to her, knowing that she appreciated how special Franco was.
Maybe you're right. Maybe there'll be a kidnapping and like Elizabeth will be the one to talk her down and get Ace back or something.
Well, and this also Cyrus, if he could save the baby, that would help him with
redeem him quite a lot with everybody, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. If anybody's listening, I'd like that story.
That's a good one. We can't do all the work though, people, you know. I mean, we're happy to give you all of our ideas for free, but you got to give us something too.
I'm willing to be paid for ideas, you know. I keep trying to talk my partner into doing some kind of spicy, you know, paywall thing where you have to get behind a paywall to hear all this. I heard it as I was saying it, you know, like
I was thinking when you were talking, I thought, well, she's not talking about us, so she must be talking about her husband and their music.
No. Although I'm keeping an eye on that. Like, I don't know. The whole like the passive income idea is so appealing to me, like passive anything, you know, like I'm all about
passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. but no, I don't think we're probably not that valuable to the world, really, in this capacity.
Others. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you find yourself in a bind and you need, let's say, an emergency tracheotomy, I think we could do something like that pretty easily.
Do you think you could?
Now that you raise
that question, like, do you think you could do that? I've seen it done on MASH. I've seen that episode a lot.
I might need to pull up a YouTube video, and I guess it would depend on who the person was.
Yeah.
whether or not.
If it was me, you'd probably be like, no problem. Like,
I can't get any internet here.
No, I was thinking you'd be like, hand me that penknife.
I'm sure I can breathe. I'm fine. No, hold still. You're in shock.
Sometimes if they're talking, it doesn't mean anything. No, I was just thinking, I don't know if I could do that. That's very hard. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure if you did 100 of them, it'd be no problem. You know, just like you mm-hmm. think, oh, like giving, injections to yourself or whatever, like.
Yeah.
Initially very hard, but after, mm-hmm. After a while it'd be mm-hmm. old hat, But that first tracheotomy's got to be hard.
So you think we should practice then?
I don't know.
Seems to be what you're saying. Huh. All
right. Do they have like practice dummy, like tracheotomy dummies like they do for CPR,
Or like that baby that the kid brought home? It's too
right,
that went back
right.
to school.
Oh my God! If you sent that baby back with a tracheotomy, you guys would be
with a ballpoint pen sticking out of its neck. It'd get such a bill.
Oh my God! You would be like the subject of some documentary or something. You could really mess with people's heads. Oh my God! Why are we talking about tracheotomies again?
We just like to cover a lot of ground, it's
right, but we were talking about Heather.
What she's up to. I don't know.
Well, whatever she's up to, I'm all in. I'm like, I am Team Heather. I am mm-hmm. Team Heather. I am Team Ava. I am Team mm-hmm. Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all do such a good job of really just embracing their character fully, and Heather especially, I feel like she just is all in,
and like that stuff about sensitive skin and oh my God, I was like
that must be so fun for her to have this role after all these years of being like the mom with the meatloaf and stuff,
right, the mom uh-huh. with the meatloaf. I've met her. So I'm all on board for whoever. I think mm-hmm. I'm pretty much Team Cyrus too. I'm glad that he's back and bothering everybody.
Yeah, he is going to be able to worm his way into our hearts eventually, I'm afraid.
I think they like screen tested him with Laura and found like these two are like crazy chemistry, not like sexual chemistry, but just like they play off each other really well.
They really do. Yeah. And I was thinking, like Jeannie Francis, she's been on again, off again on the show, gone for long periods, right? Where she wasn't on the show. And it seems like she's really like into it these days, which is lucky for us.
I wonder what she was off doing when she was, I know for a while she was like selling sheets in Maine.
Yeah, and beautiful bathrobes and things. Yeah.
Yeah. Did she like have a movie career or like what was her, maybe she was just off raising a family or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is fine. That's fine.
But I thought maybe it meant that she wasn't, enjoying being on General Hospital but it seems like she is now, I think.
Yeah, and today was not only Jason Day, but wasn't it the first day with our new writers?
Oh yeah, I think you could be right there, Gia.
I think, I don't want to, I'm not going to swear that, but I feel like that's what I saw online, that was what's happening.
And we did have some good stuff, I guess. We had some good conversations.
Right. I mean, we'll give them a little leeway on the shaky editing with the shooting scene. I don't know. Maybe they just thought they could slip a fast one over on us, because.
Yeah. It took also going back to that. Was this the first time we had their little plan spelled out for us, that this was like a fake meeting?
Who's little Selena and Sunny. I don't know if I fully understand what the hell the plan was. It was to draw out the shooter, right? Or draw out whoever. But what was their plan for getting the person? Like, what in the world did they think they were going to do to...
I guess they had sort of, maybe they'd broadcast it somehow that they were having like a meeting of the two, like their two like organizations, you know?
Right. And... but they just figured they were just cocky and they thought, well, we'll have all our people in place so we can get them or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. And they figured they'd catch the shooters who would lead them back. I mean, it seemed like a silly plan. And also all of this just seemed a little convoluted and
yeah,
foggy, you know.
And I don't like thing. You said this the other day, but I don't like seeing Anna as the cop again.
Yeah,
you know,
she just
like
doesn't
that doesn't
have...
seem the best use of her.
It really isn't, I don't think. And I think she could still be like sort of her sassy self, you know, and
right.
and be a cop. I don't know.
What would we want to see her doing on the show if not being a cop?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we did kind of like when she and Valentin were just having their little romance, kind of.
Just,
right?
Yeah, just to be a romantic interest for somebody.
I
mean, she could simply retire from.
Yeah. I mean, she was kind of. Yeah, I kind of liked seeing when she was sort of just suffering because she had been sort of, you know. Her reputation had been destroyed and
right,
she sort
right.
of had to like figure out who she was. And that was kind of more interesting than this.
Maybe she could just retire and write, what do they call them? Tea cozies or what are like the
cozy
the
mysteries?
Mystery.
Yeah.
Cozy mysteries. Yeah. There's no tea. Is there tea involved?
There's such a thing as a tea cozy, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you put is that what you put over your kettle?
Yeah,
to keep it warm.
I think you put it over your little teapot. Yeah. Uh-huh, so just a cozy mystery, like she could be writing cozy mysteries. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, that would be fun if they had her doing just something completely different, right?
Yeah. And just being like a grandma and a mom and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
and she
Emma
maybe she and Felicia could once in a while get into some sort of hijinks or something,
right? Or just go get their nails done together.
Yeah,
or...
at that place, whatever. That
yeah,
place
what is that
is
place
called?
What is it?
Was it like a couple of ladies' names or something?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Priscilla
and Presley.
Priscilla and Presley. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, take her like do something completely different with her and let her shine a little bit at something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be fun. I'd like that.
Anyway, well, have we talked it all over? I don't know.
I think we have, Gian. I think we gave people a glimpse into how our minds work.
We always do. We always do.
Work is probably not the right word, but
not really how they work. But
welcome back, Jason.
Yeah, right? I'm psyched, and I'm sure he's probably psyched. Of course, he's been working there for weeks. We just get to see him today, but we're assuming they've got stuff in the can for weeks with Jason.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I think the big the moment for me that'll be the biggest excitement will be when Carly sees him.
Yeah.
How about you? What about you?
Well, that's a good question. I'm thinking that probably Dante is going to have to lapse into a state of unconsciousness.
Oh, so he can't reveal.
Right.
Yeah.
So Jason can sort of skulk about, you know, anonymously for a little while, put off the reveal. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, that'll be interesting. Elizabeth seeing him, you know, would be fun.
Yeah. What about Sunny? Like, you kind of would think that Sunny
Sunny.
Isn't it interesting that we don't mention his child being the one to see him that would be the
most,
you know.
Right, yeah. Huh.
We have a lot of sort of absent fathers on this show.
We do, don't we? And they all have had, well, Sonny especially has had kids with all kinds of ladies.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody. I've got one.
You have one of Sonny's kids?
Yeah.
Does he not let you talk about? Is it a girl or a boy?
I hadn't told you.
What's the child's name, Gia? I can't wait to hear.
Let me think about that. I'll come up with something good for next time.
It's going to be like tumor or something. No.
Tumor. What the hell?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
Just the first thing that came to mind. Well, it is a medical story, so
it's a medical drama. Yeah, now I'll think about it. What would I name Sonny's love child? Oh, I'm gonna think about it. You think about it too. What would you name yours?
Okay. It's a fun game. Yeah, okay.
It's kind of fun. Okay, and thanks to anybody who's still listening.
you might want to get some help.
Or a drink at the very least. Yeah.
Or maybe this is a drinking game for people.
It could be. That I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you have a good night, and we'll talk to you in a few days.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.